Blog Talk Radio.
This is a test. This is a test. Can you test the stream? Hey, Eric, can you hear me? Okay, so that part's good. Can you test the stream? I believe that I can hear myself on the stream, so I think that part's good too.
Jim, can you hear me?
Hey, Ed, can you? Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, okay.
I'm doing this stupid thing for my phone because my stupid computer is
breaking.
The switchboard is all like screwed up and all the. Since I've never done it before, and all these little pop-ups are here. Okay, so you can hear me on the screen. You can hear.
Yep.
We can take callers.
Yep. Streaming's working. Phone's working. And from my end, things look pretty good here.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, so it sounds like you figured out what you needed to.
Yeah, yep, exactly.
Okay. All right, so I had Tony switch the cable last night. I'm not seeing a response from 208.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to go in and reconfigure the whole rack on it and see if I can get that to work.
All right.
But you can get the other NIU set up.
Yeah, it's already set up. I set it up yesterday. It's just waiting for the
partner.
Okay, so you
need to go there. And it has the fixes in place?
It has, I'm sorry, say that again. It has the what in place?
Has the fixes in place?
Yes. Yep. It looks exactly like the machine that we're on now.
Okay.
So the one problem that I'm seeing, and I don't know why this is, all the SOAP requests are still going to the other machine. Do they have these things hard-coded somewhere?
Everything's going to .70, I believe.
.70. That's well, it's 67. The shared
67,
IP address
yes.
is
Sorry, yes.
67. Yeah.
There you go. Everything is going to 67.
So why are the SOAP requests still going to the other node?
Does the other node have, I guess it can't have the IP address.
No, it doesn't. And I'm just taking a look at something right now.
And the SOAP requests come from the web servers?
Correct.
So the web servers are sending it directly to there. And the web servers are on a different network.
Yeah, they're on the 192.168. Where did I see it? Stop. I'll take you out in a few minutes. Yeah, they're on the 20 dot network, 192.168.20 network.
Right, which means that I guess ARP could be in play, but not super likely. All right, I'm gonna end this show and start a new one, and let's see if that changes anything. Or you're continually seeing the SOAP request come that way.
I'm continually seeing, yeah, going to that first node.
I mean, why would anything be going to the 130 address, though?
That's a good question.
And none of the SOAP requests are going to 131 or whatever.
I saw one come in. I saw one come in, but I haven't seen any others than that.
What if we stopped the HTTP, you know, service on the other node?
Just taking a look to see if I can figure out.
Or is that too dangerous?
It's not too dangerous. The funny thing is, I see them in the logs, but I don't see them on the wire.
Now, the problem you were having, did that the OS?
Yeah. So, hold on just a second, Jim. Okay, I can verify they're sending that directly to the 130 address.
I missed what you just said.
Sorry, say that again.
I said I missed what you just said.
I said I verified it. The web server is sending it directly to the 130 address.
Makes no sense.
Yeah.
Seeing, you know, on his side.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not in my control.
Yeah, everything else worked perfect. Yeah, that's the only thing, just the we need those SOAP requests to go to the right machine for the conference, you know, for the web-based conference controls, I guess I should say. Everything else.
What do you mean the web-based? What do you mean the, you mean the, like the mute and unmute and all that's not working?
Yeah, I think that, well, it must be because you unmuted me, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, so hold on just a second. See, I'm wondering if maybe these are for old conferences for that are like stuck in the system or something. Give me a second here. So, yeah, okay. So now I see SOAP request. Oh, no, that's the same machine. Okay, so go ahead and mute me and then unmute me.
Can you hear me now? At this point, you should be muted. I cannot hear you.
Yeah, Jim.
Hey,
that all worked
now?
Fine. Yep, I can hear you.
So which way did you see that SOAP request go?
I don't – good question. I don't know the comp manager ID, but I don't see any SOAP requests come into – into the node that's active, but it works. It obviously works.
Something doesn't sound right about that, though.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I still think that we're better off here than
BTR
we can work on that.
BTR conf manager 66/128/12/130. So it's sending the warm the interesting. Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to dig into this some more. But everything seems to be working just fine.
Okay. So I'm going to end this conference. I'm going to
okay.
create a new one. All right. And let's see if you see any, what requests you see for that coming in, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Yep.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew.
Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.